This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The 10-year anniversary of the decision when LeBron James was in Greenwich, Connecticut, and announced that he was going to take his talents to South Beach. And this Sunday at 9 p.m. on ESPN, Backstory, The Decision premieres. And Don Van Natta, who put the whole thing together and did the investigative docuseries, Backstory is at it with the Decision. And Don, Michael and Don here, thank you for coming on. I hope everything is well.
Everything's great down here in Miami. The coronavirus cases are spiraling, but we're hanging in here.
Oh, good.
Hope you guys are well.
Yes, absolutely. It's a little better up here. You know, I'm reading through. I have not seen an advanced copy, but I did get the press release, and it jumped out at me that David Stern, Don, did not want the decision to happen. Why?
He did not want LeBron James to have so much control, and he was worried that the player would be in control here. His number one star athlete would be given too much control by ESPN. He urged John Skipper, the former ESPN president, who was then head of content for ESPN, to cancel the show in the days running up to it. I interviewed Skipper on camera for the episode, and Skipper said he saw actually what was coming, and that player empowerment was a trend that could begin with this kind of an event, and Stern tried to stop it, but Skipper said no.
And we've learned through time that LeBron regretted the decision. How long did it take him to regret it?
You know, he started – the first time he made some comments that he regretted it was just a few months after that. He has said it a number of times since then, but it's always muted. And I actually think now, 10 years out, LeBron and particularly Maverick Carter, his business partner, do not really regret it. I think they see this as a first step toward becoming their own storytellers, controlling the narrative. I mean, LeBron Inc. now has two media production companies, Spring Hill Entertainment and Uninterrupted. Those guys are the executive producers of all of these shows that multiple networks are vying for, including ESPN, from More Than an Athlete, Shut Up and Dribble. And just this week, they announced they're getting a $100 million investment for a whole bunch of new storytelling, particularly by black storytellers. So I think that they saw this as a necessary, very painful, very awkward first step to getting into a lane that Maverick Carter envisioned for LeBron and that has proven to be very successful.
I've never understood, Don. I'm glad that you brought all the stuff up about what came after. Why would he regret that? I mean, if I'm looking at it, I mean, I'm taking my talents to South Beach is a really D-nozzle sort of comment. I would regret that, but the actual show, I mean, what's the big deal? I guess maybe it's awkward because you didn't tell Dan Gilbert what was happening before he saw on the show, but if you told Gilbert, it would have been out, and then the whole decision show would have meant nothing.
That's right. I think that they certainly regret it. Look, Maverick Carter is LeBron's childhood friend. He's his best friend. This was really bad for LeBron's image in the moment. All of America turned against him because of the way the show was. It was those plotting questions from Jim Gray, the veteran broadcaster. You know, LeBron was still in the chair 15 minutes after saying, I'm taking my talents to South Beach in Greenwich, when Mike Wilbon showed LeBron those images of his jersey in Cleveland being burned, being set on fire. And we have this clip in Sunday Night Show. LeBron sort of shrugs it off. He says, well, I can't get involved with that. And it was all of his comments. They just were so tin-eared. And then, of course, then the rally the following night in Miami at the American Airlines Arena with D. Wade and Chris Bosh, when LeBron said not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not seven championships. And Pat Riley was sort of shaking his head going, it's hard to win one. None of that obviously endeared LeBron to America. So I think in the short term, and certainly in that first season of Miami when he was sort of a villain and booed in NBA arenas across the country, it was a problem. But taking the 30,000-foot view of this, look, LeBron and Maverick Carter asked ESPN for time. They asked for 1 hour of free time given to them And John Skipper and ESPN said yes. That was a pretty good indication they had a lot of power to get what they wanted.
I always wondered this too, Don. I remember when it was announced that it was going to be at the Boys and Girls Club in Greenwich, Connecticut. I was at the radio station, and I was working with Brandon Tierney, who's a big Knicks fan. And when he saw that that announcement was going to be made a stone's throw away from the Knicks facility, that, oh, my God, he's coming to the Knicks. Was it just coincidence, or were there a lot of people that thought because of where it was being announced that the Knicks might have had a shot?
And why was it Greenwich, Don?
Well, I'm a long-suffering Knicks fan, too, since I was a baby. So when I saw that as well in 2010, I'm like, yes, finally. You know, it's like the mother of all head fakes, right?
Right.
Every Knicks fan. There's all these Knicks fans outside, too, outside the Boys and Girls Club in Greenwich, assuming it was going to be a night of celebration. From what I was able to find out, it was there because it was close, because of its close proximity to Bristol. And ESPN's headquarters there. That's the reason, and then that's the only reason. But even that backdrop was sort of tin-eared to go there, to fly from Akron. LeBron that week was at his basketball camp in Akron, his Nike-sponsored basketball camp, and he flew there late that afternoon. The green room for that event, we have a lot of the backstory of the few hours leading up to it. LeBron was at an agent's house in Greenwich filming these promos for the show that night with Jim Gray and with these various corporate sponsors. Kanye West was there. LeBron had a buffet dinner that night with Kanye West. Kanye West was in attendance, and very little preparation was done with Jim Gray or with Maverick of what LeBron was going to say. Now, that may not be a surprise to people that watch the show, but you'd think that with an audience of 10 million people, a record audience for a non-sports event on ESPN, that LeBron and Maverick would have put a little bit more preparation into how the show would happen, and very little was done. It was unscripted and very chaotic, and, of course, you know, that was obvious to anybody who watched.
All right, here's another question. So you ask ESPN for the time. ESPN has a coterie of great broadcasters. How does Jim Gray get the assignment? Was that LeBron's choice?
Yes, so Jim Gray and Ari Emanuel, the Hollywood super agent, and Maverick Carter were at the NBA Finals in Los Angeles in early June, Game 2. Jim Gray says it was his idea to have LeBron announce his free agency decision live on network television. Initially, they wanted it on ABC. And by the way, guys, initially, Ari Emanuel and Maverick Carter said they were going to buy the time, and then they asked for the time and got it from ESPN. But I found out in researching this that actually the idea for this hour came months earlier from one of the most unlikely sources, a guy named Drew. I don't know his last name. I just know his first name is Drew. He lives in Columbus, Ohio. In November of 2009, so 8 months earlier, writes an email to Bill Simmons in Bill Simmons's mailbag column and says this coming summer, LeBron should announce his free agency's decision live on ABC. Simmons writes, hey, it's a great idea. LeBron should put it on pay-per-view. And then Simmons takes the idea at the NBA All-Star Weekend in Dallas in February of 2010 and pitches it to Maverick Carter, Leon Rose, who was then LeBron's agent, World Wide West, who was LeBron's advisor. Simmons is pushing it with ESPN executives for months. We have the emails, and we have them in the show on Sunday night. And then it just sort of dies on the vine, and then suddenly Jim Gray claims it's his idea with Maverick Carter and Ari Emanuel, and it didn't really get any momentum with ESPN until Ari Emanuel pitched it to John Skipper, and Simmons sort of got cut out of the process. It's really interesting. Jim Gray was their choice, to answer your question, and ESPN wanted either Bob Lee or the late, great Stuart Scott to be the one to ask the questions, but it was non-negotiable. This was Maverick Carter's show, and so Jim Gray was their hand-picked person to ask LeBron those questions.
Don, I got to be honest. I'm going to be watching Sunday. This stuff, I love this stuff. This is so great. And, you know, it's such a seminal moment in the history of basketball, the decision show. And now we're going to find out how it came about and all the little stories that happen in between. So I know if you do it, it's going to be great. So thank you, Don.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Stay safe.
You too. So the show is Backstory, The Decision, this Sunday at 9 p.m. on ESPN. Backstory with Don Van Natta. Junior, and it sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.